We are 14 lines up from the bottom on Chaf Ches Amud Beis. Last time we discussed remedies for ear infections, now we're going to discuss eye infections. Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia Amar Rav Ayin Shemirda, a rebellious eye, an eye that's popping out of its socket. Mutar L'Kochla B'Shabbos, you're allowed to anoint it with medication on Shabbos. Savar Minei Hanimilihu D'Sachki Samanim Me'esmol. They thought to say that the only time you could apply this medication on Shabbos is when the medicine was ground before Shabbos. Abba Mischak B'Shabbos, V'Asui Derech Rosh HaSarabim, but to grind it on Shabbos and then bring it through a public domain, lo, that would be prohibited. That's what they thought to say. But Amrle Ahomir Rabbanan, Rav Yaakov Shmei, Rav Yaakov responded to Rav Tuvia, Lididi Mifrisha Mine to Rav Yehuda, Afilo Mishchak B'Shabbos, V'Asui Derech Rosh HaSarabim Mutter. You can even grind it on Shabbos for the first time and bring it through Rosh HaSarabim, and we'll see why in a little bit. Rav Yehuda, and this is based on, he said it was Ladidi Mifshe Minei to Rav Yehuda. So now, how did he know this from Rav Yehuda? Rav Yehuda, Shara L'michol Eina B'Shabbos. Rav Yehuda allowed people to anoint their eye with medication on Shabbos. Amar Lehu Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Man Sais Lehuda, Machal Shabi. So Rav Shmuel said, whoever listens to Yehuda is being Mechal Shabbos. However, L'sof Chash Be'enei, Karma. Ultimately, Rav Shmuel had this eye infection, or that was the rebellious eye. Shalach le, so he sent to Rav Yehuda. Shari Yehuda, am I allowed to heal it or not on Shabbos? Shalach le, so Rav Yehuda said to him, "Lekuli alma shari li duda chaser. Everyone else can do it, just not you. You paskin that you can't do it." V'chimi didihu, and said, "Continue, Rav Yehuda. What, you think it was my own chiddush that said you can do this?" To Mar Shmuel, this is actually based on Mar Shmuel's opinion. Dehi amsa, the havi be Mar Shmuel. There was a maidservant that Mar Shmuel owned, the kadcha la'ina b'shabsa, that her eye was inflamed on Shabbos. Tzavcha, the lekadashkava, she screamed out, but no one was around. Paka'ina, and her eye burst out. So clearly, when you have this type, sort of rebellious eye, it's a sakana. Lamachar nafek Mar Shmuel v'darish, the next day, Mar Shmuel held an emergency meeting, and he publicized Ayin Shemarda Mutter L'Kochla B'Shabbos, a rebellious eye you're allowed to heal on Shabbos. My time is the reason. D'Shuryani De'ena Be'ovanta De'libatalu, that essentially the eye is connected to the heart, and therefore this is a very serious danger, and that needs to be taken care of immediately. Kegon Mai, what type of eye infections are serious enough that we can be Mechal Shabbos? Amar Rav Yehuda, Kegon Rira, when you have your eye is dripping. Ditza, it's in a sharp pain. Dima, there's blood coming out of the eye. Dimasa, you're tearing. The Kircha, and if it's inflamed. Utchilas Uchla, Lafuke Sof Uchla. Upatsu Ein Adola. However, these eye infections are permissible only Tchilas Uchla, only by the beginning of the sickness, if it's on Shabbos. But if Sof Ochla, but if you've already had, you know, if you've already been handling it for a couple days, and now it's a Shabbos, you want to just do an extra medication just to continue ensuring that it's going to heal well, then you should just skip the medication on Shabbos. Uptuchi Eina, certainly if you want to improve the vision of the eye, the low, that would also be prohibited. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Zibura, a hornet, udacharza silua, or a thorn pain, samta, or meaning pain from a thorn, samta, blister, utakevla ena, someone has an eye pain, vaasi iluve eshsa, and these all cause the fever to break out, kulabe, bnei sakanta, they're all considered sakana, because again, the way they're understanding is the eye is connected to the heart, so there's something serious going on. Chama lachama, if a person can use a radish to help cure a fever, or eat a radish to cure a fever, silka latina, eat beets to cure a cold, chilufa sakanta, and doing the opposite would be dangerous. Chamimi la'akrava, hot water would help to cure a sting from a scorpion. Kariri lizibura, cold water for a hornet's sting. Chilub tzkanda, doing the opposite, would be dangerous. Chamimi lisilu, hot water for a thorn. Kariri lechaspanisa, a cold water for some sort of, Rashi says, some wounds on the face, like some scabs on the face. Chiluv asakanta, the opposite, would be dangerous. Chala l'sibri, vinegar is good for after bloodletting. Umonini l'tanisa, and small fish, Rashi says, dagim ketanim, are good for fast. That's why people always say, oh, have fish after a fast. In yeshiva, we always had fish after fast. I never ate it. The chiluv asakanta, and the opposite, would be dangerous. So that is again, well, there's more to talk about next time, but here again, more remedies, this time for eye diseases, and before we had ears. So we have the ENT, ear, nose, and throat, although the next Gemara is going to discuss more bloodletting, not any issues of strep.